McDearman, sister, St. Helena, California, May 30th, 1906. Dear Sister McDearman, I am sorry to learn of your sickness. I am getting old as well as you. Your age I do not exactly remember. I am past 78, but I am able to do a large amount of work in writing. I do long for rest, but the Lord preserves me so that I do not suffer much pain. I wish I could see you and talk with you. I was pleased with the loan of money. We are getting out books and are greatly in need of money just now. So I am thankful, in this emergency, that you loaned me the money. You and I shall not expect to live much longer, but we will hold fast the faith and the blessing of the Lord through obedience to all His commandments. I am trying to do what I can, writing the things that I must write. I greatly desire to keep in the work and bear my testimony to the last. I shall be 79 years old the 26th of next November. I can yet accomplish much work writing. Though I am brain weary, yet I see so much to be done. Our warfare will soon be ended, but the Lord is good and merciful. When our warfare is ended, we shall rest in hope until the morning of the resurrection. Then the last trump shall sound, and we shall see the King in His beauty and behold His matchless charms. My dear sister, we have a precious hope. Let our hearts rely constantly upon God. Truth will triumph and bear away the victory. I am wishing you could be with your daughter Emma, but I suppose that this would be too long a journey for you. I should not mind it so much because I am accustomed to traveling, but I wish you could be with Emma. Well, the Lord will be with you. He is your ever-present helper, and you may know He will never leave nor forsake you. You should have the best of care and live your time in this world until the quiet rest in full hope of the overcomer's reward. Just rest yourself in your belief of the truth. Do not worry about anything. You have kept the faith, and for you is laid up a crown of life, which Christ, the righteous judge, shall give you at that day, and not to you only, but to all them who love His appearing. The Lord will keep you and bless you. All your hope, I know, is in Jesus, and you may rest in His love. The angels of God will be round about you. You may rest in our Lord in quiet faith, and ever believe He has your life hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3. May the Lord be a continual blessing unto you, my beloved aged sister. I am relying wholly upon the Lord Jesus. We will hope and pray and believe, and we will trust in His living word. Our beloved sister Kelsey is through with earth's troubles. She was faithful and true. We will meet in the city of our God. In much love.